Yo, 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 what's going on? It's a Fantasy Beat back at you. Washington, D.C., Justin Fenster and Trevor Ray helping you win a fantasy basketball championship. We all love basketball here. It's been a very good season to start. Even Trevor's into the fantasy basketball season. He's not doing too well in one of the leagues we're in, but we're going to try to help him out because I'm a good friend and that's what I do. What's going on, Trevi?
Oh, I hate basketball.
Why do you say that?
Because every time I decide to play this stupid fantasy basketball game, every player that I pick always gets hurt. I can never survive a fantasy basketball season with at least two of my first four picks being injured and injured for a long extended period of time, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it.
But I understand that, but you picked Larry Sanders in the first round.
Yeah, Larry Sanders had a great season last season. I expected him to be able to bounce back. You know, Ryan Anderson with that stupid injury to start the season, I didn't expect that to happen. And now Andre Kirilenko, I know he's old. That's kind of to be expected. But it's just, I'm sick of it. Justin, I want one season where my number one overall pick isn't sick. It's just out there balling. That's what I want.
I understand that. Right now, for those who pick Darren Williams towards the end of their first round, Darren Williams keeps going down with injuries.
You mean the Darren Williams that I also have on the team that I have Larry Sanders, Andre Kirilenko, and Ryan Anderson? Yeah?
I mean, it's hard to pass up on a Darren Williams if you have that 10th or 11th pick, because when Darren Williams is fully healthy, he is a top 3-point guard in this league. I truly believe that. I don't believe he's the elite. I don't believe he's the best, but the problem is his legs are starting to get old, Trev, and you could see the reflection on this Brooklyn Nets team, why they're struggling so much, because Pierce, Garnett, Darren Williams, Kirilenko, it's just not working out, and health was a major factor with this Nets team. Let me just tell you right now, Kevin Garnett was dropped in one of our leagues. It was your roommate, Trev, that picked up Garnett. I was shocked someone dropped Garnett, who was at the time, yeah, he's not playing every game, but he's still averaging 7.5 rebounds a game. That's still decent enough to keep on your team as a bench option. People are dropping Kevin Garnett. If I told you that maybe 5-6 years ago, Trev, you would think that's the craziest thing in the world.
I wouldn't have believed you, and still to this day I don't believe you, but maybe that just shows my lack of basketball knowledge just a little bit there, Justin, because thankfully I was out of town and I just happened to see when I was back in town that he had gotten added, because I would have been all
over. Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, it's a tough season this season for me, Justin, and I thought he was, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Well, you know, when he hit the waiver wire and I saw that I missed him, I was a little pissed off, because like you said, even if he's just a guy that, you know, ends up being kind of average at best, in this deep of a league, he has a role.
Absolutely.
And you may be pissed off that he's not filling the role that as high as you may have drafted him or expected him to develop into. But let's be honest. I mean, this is what you can expect out of Kevin Garnett. The guy's old. He's doing as much as he can, and he's still most definitely playable. I couldn't believe it.
Trevor, you were still peeing in your pants in 1995, and that's when Kevin Garnett first set foot in the NBA. So
why'd you have to bring up my bladder issues?
I'm sorry, man. I had to embarrass you a little bit. But, Trevor, you talked about the waiver wire, and we talk about veterans. You can't discredit veterans who have been around a long time just because they might be a little bit older. Like we talked about, Sean Marion can help you in multiple categories, especially rebounds, in which he's leading the Dallas Mavericks in. But teammate Vince Carter right now is scoring 11.5 points per game. Vince Carter has been a great option off the bench for Dallas. Reliable shooters, done well, making that transition into more of a sharp-shooting shooting guard role. Trev, I like Vince Carter, and you shouldn't discredit him, and he's still available, Trev, in about 60% of leagues polled.
Another guy that's available in about 80% of leagues, Justin, that getting plenty of minutes right now with the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, averaging over 12 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, turns the ball over, but a guy that we both know in Caron Butler, Justin.
Right.
You know, this guy is out there on a lot of waiver wires. You know, he's getting a lot of minutes for this team. You know, he fills a lot of categories for you, too. He hits some three-pointers. He gets points. He gets a few rebounds. He's got a good free-throw percentage. He fills up categories for a lot of teams, but he's out there on every waiver wire.
Absolutely, and when you look at the complexion of the Bucks team, especially now with Sanders out, Caron Butler has to be that scoring option. They've got a lot of young talent, and they don't have that go-to scorer. When you don't have that go-to scorer, it's going to be shared between Gary Neal and Caron Butler. I absolutely like Caron Butler. One more veteran for you. Let's talk about Boris Diaw. The Spurs team is very deep, and Duncan's really starting to show signs that he's actually getting old. But Boris Diaw is still playing about 24 minutes a game for the Spurs. Remember, Trev, they've got Duncan, they've got Splitter. DeJuan Blair wasn't getting playing time, and now you see what he's doing in Dallas. Positive production. Boris Diaw in only 24 minutes per game. 11.5 points, shooting 57% from the field. That's value right there. And he's available in 80% of leagues. A great utility option. You can't discredit him.
Justin, let's go with another big man, a guy that you know I liked joining this Brooklyn team, a team that we talked about, Andre Kirilenko being injured, and now he's seeing an increase in minutes, and that's Andre Blatch. This guy has been a rebound freak. He's getting some points now that he's getting the increased in minutes. You know, he's even pulling out some assists. I mean, is this a guy that you're kind of trusting for the time being? Is this a guy that you think, you know, could actually impact fantasy lineups for basketball? I mean, how deep of a league does it need to be? Is this a guy that, you know, if you have a Larry Sanders, are you picking him up? Justin, do I pick him up?
Trev, we must be sharing a connection or something, because I wrote about Andre Blatch in my article of KFFL.com on waiver wire. Blatch is still available at 73% of leagues. Yes, pick him up. He's not going to give you production every single night, but he's going to have nights where he scores 15, 20 points per game. Right now, averaging a little over 9 points per game, shooting 49% from the field. Very good option. And ranks second on the Nets in steals, 1.2 a game. Pick him up now, Trevy.
Justin, he's been picked up.
Very good. Good job, Trev. See, right there, live radio, making fantasy changes. But, Trev, we got to switch a little bit, because guess what? Little football game last night.
Was there a little football game last night?
I don't know if you know this, because you've been involved in a lot of college sports lately with Iowa State being back, but your Saints were on last night.
And they really? Played, and they a little played football game.
Little football game. Little Steven Jackson last night, Trev. Finally, a nice run with touchdown. Trev, Steven Jackson, what are your thoughts going forward?
You know, Steven Jackson is a guy I kind of worry about. I still don't know how healthy his legs are going to be the rest of the way. Although it looks like with all the injuries to the receiving core, that maybe Atlanta with Steven Jackson back might actually try to run the ball. You know, it's going to be kind of only time will tell. You know, they were in that game against New Orleans. I didn't really expect them to be. I expected it to be a little bit more of a blowout. But, you know, I mean, last night he proved that he still has at least a little juice left in him. He averaged almost 4 yards a carry, got a touchdown, caught a few passes. You know, didn't do anything spectacular. 16 for 63, 3 catches for 16, isn't anything great. But seeing him back on the field, seeing him get some, you know, more snaps, seeing him get regular snaps, seeing him break off a couple of runs, you know, for, 5, 10 yards was good to see. And it seems weird to say, but for a guy that has been injured almost all season, it's nice to see. However, most of our trade deadlines have passed. He's not on very many waiver wires. I don't know if I trust him to start him as anything more than maybe a flex option or a lower running back number two, but it's definitely something, as a Steven Jackson owner, you got to be happy about.
Absolutely, Trevin. I made the decision to bench Matt Ryan in favor of Ben Roethlisberger this week. He's had the last few good weeks, let's just say, Trev, and I decided to bench Matt Ryan, so I was holding my breath during the game in PPR leagues, half a point in one that we're in, Trev. He got about 12.5 points. So, you know, I didn't lose too badly on that. Hopefully Ben Roethlisberger doesn't suck it up. But let me tell you, Harry Douglas as well, 9 receptions for 79 yards, didn't score, but that's still very good production for Douglas. And going forward, a lot of people are relying on Douglas, especially with health issues on the Falcons, Trev. Gonzalez has been banged up. Roddy White, you don't know what you're going to get. Julio Jones being out. Harry Douglas, is that really one reliable option on a weekly basis?
No, I think Harry Douglas has made himself a reliable option. You know, I mean, in some of the leagues that we talk to our listeners about where they've only got two receivers, or, you know, they only start two receivers, and sometimes they don't have a flex, or sometimes they only start, you know, two running backs, two receivers, and a flex. You know, yeah. Harry Douglas, in most of those formats, unless you've been decimated by injuries, probably isn't cracking your lineup. But in most standard leagues where you've got three receivers and a flex, this is a guy that's most definitely a viable option, especially in PPRs, because you know he's going to get those targets. Something that you can't really guarantee in a lot of other options, you know, these days. It's been very curious season, if you will. And then another guy that I want to talk about in that receiving corps, Justin, is Darius Johnson. We saw him kind of have a breakout game last night. We saw him get a bunch more targets, you know, from Matt Ryan. However, I don't know if I'm necessarily believing in this. You know, Roddy White's starting to come back, and I think Darius Johnson was just a mismatch-up. You know what I mean? It was one of those situations where Darius Johnson was drawing a guy on the Saints defense that hasn't been getting much playing time, that, you know, you can't really expect him to do much. Greer's out, and they are hurting. They are hurting in that secondary. The Saints defense may be hurting the rest of the way. I don't expect Darius Johnson to be a big impact player going forward. I think that was just merely a flash in the pan. And just don't waste your waiver wire. Don't waste your fab budget grabbing Darius Johnson. I don't expect him to do much.
Looking at the Saints side of things, late scratch for Darren Sproles was inactive on the Thursday night football game. So Pierre Thomas, of course, takes full advantage. 10 carries for 73 yards. And also, Trev, 5 receptions for 57. That's great value, and that's great productivity right there for Pierre Thomas.
This is a guy, Justin, that in some places went undrafted, and other drafts was going as far as like the 10th round.
Right.
You know, this guy has been an amazing value. This is a perfect player that in a PPR is a perfect flex. Because at worst case, you may not get a touchdown out of him, but you know you're going to get some carries, and you know you're getting at least 4 or 5 catches. You know, 4 or 5 catches in a PPR along with, you know, 30 yards receiving and 50 yards rushing like normally, even when Sproles is there, is completely satisfactory in most 12 and 14 team leagues. Especially with his volatile, as this running back position has been this season. You know, with as many guys that have gone down with injuries, you know, Pierre Thomas is a very solid option, a very trustworthy option going forward. And if you've got him, don't be afraid to start him, even though, you know, Mark Ingram gets a few carries. Even though when Sproles is back, he gets a few catches. Pierre Thomas has carved a role in this offense, and week in and week out, I think he is going to get a piece of the offensive production.
Any love for Mark Ingram?
You know, Mark Ingram, I think more in, you know, dynasty leagues and stuff like that, I think he could become interesting again. I think that he's shown that the Saints do want to develop him. He's a very powerful runner, Justin. We've seen it the last 2 weeks. He does not avoid contact. He looks for it. And at some point, he's either going to get injured or he's going to start running mother truckers over. Because he runs like a trucker. He tries to plow you over. And he's not quite as big as Adrian Peterson seems to be. But it's worked out for Adrian Peterson until he got injured. So maybe this is a guy that's going to be able to power through these injuries and run like that. It makes me a little nervous. But the Saints look like they like him running that power offense. They like him running that power run game. And that's something he might be successful doing.
Now let's talk about some of the people who've definitely hopped on the fantasy football scene. You know, Shane Vereen's been out, now back, valuable in PPR leagues especially.
I mean, PPR gold, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And Stephen Ridley sucks, okay? And I know Brandon Bolden's been getting a little bit of love, but Shane Vereen is going to get the bulk of the carries. It's about time.
I wouldn't say that I think he's going to get the bulk of the carries, Fenstey.
You think it's Ridley still?
I think he gets most of the snaps. I think you see him on the field more than you'll see Ridley. But I also think that you see, Ridley get the majority of the snaps. I don't think that Ridley gets a lot of snaps. You gotta remember, Ridley scored last week. He got 13 snaps last week. In fact, Ridley scored in the past 5 games. The problem is he doesn't get the amount of carries. You know, he only gets anywhere from, you know, around 15 carries a game averaging. A couple games he's reached 20, but now that Vereen's back, I don't expect that. The thing is Vereen gets the catches, and Ridley gets most of the runs, with Bolden kind of mixed in there just to confuse people.
Right.
And if you're a Ridley owner, I think you're still starting him as a flex option in almost every league.
What if you're a Vereen owner? Are you starting him?
If it's a PPR, I'm most definitely starting him. If it's a non-PPR, I have to wait to see exactly what his role is going to be.
Would you start Vereen over any of the Carolina running backs?
Yes. If it's PPR?
PPR.
PPR, I start him over both running backs.
Thank you for helping me set a lineup in one of our leagues.
Hey, there you go. Trying. You help me with basketball, I'll help you with football. And hopefully we've helped a few listeners here, Justin.
Absolutely. Just very quickly, a few more people have good matchups. Jarrett Boykin, good flex option for this week. Jarrett Boykin against Minnesota. Also, as well, Bobby Rainey. I actually just picked him up. I stashed my number one waiver claim all week just so I can protect myself. I have enough running backs in our straight cash money league, Trev. But getting Bobby Rainey, I thought maybe I'd have a shot at making a big trade. But you know what? I never know with what's going on with the health with DeMarco Murray or Adrian Peterson, so I wanted to hinge my bets, and Bobby Rainey is now on my team. I don't know what that's going to bring for the future, but I got the best security I could find on the waiver wire.
Most definitely the best security you can find, and you know, we've only seen 1 week with him getting a full workload, so who knows if it will work out, but you made the right move. That's definitely the type of guy you've got to use your number one waiver claim on, a type of guy that last week you should have spent some fab budget on if you're in a fab league. There's not many of these running backs that are going to sprout up anymore. You know, I took the wrong side of that bet. I went on the Brian Leonard side only because I thought, A, he was going to be cheaper, and B, I thought he was going to get at least 50% of those carries. And, you know, he looked pretty good in that very first game. That's obviously not the case. It looks like Bobby Rainey is going to be the guy if it continues to go that way this week. And it looks like you picked yourself up really probably the best free agent waiver wire guy we might have for the rest of the year.
Also, one more running back, Chris Obanaya, getting more of the love, it seems like, in Cleveland over Willis McGahee. You know, he can help you out in one of these bye week options, someone you might still be able to find on the waiver wire, only owned in 28% of Yahoo leagues. So a few players that you could look to to pick up on the waiver wire on the fantasy beat. Justin Fensterman, Trevor Ray, fantasy football, fantasy basketball. We're not going to do baseball next year, Trev. Is that okay with you?
We must do baseball. I can't wait for baseball. Can we please get the winter meetings going? And by the way, there's already been a few deals signed. A couple of new Royals. Jason Vargas. Boo. I hope all of our Fantasy Beat listeners enjoyed another episode of
The Fantasy Beat.
Peace.